anniversary on Wednesday, the last debate day for the U.S. Federal elections. This is the last chance for America. We have Jonathan Gray here, a biblical scholar and ancient archaeologist, to kind of look from a distance at the American election cycle. Jonathan, this is pretty serious. The WikiLeaks, the 12th stump has just happened. The FOIA documents, the sting operation showing the corruption of the Democratic National Party, trying to literally cause terror in the Trump campaign rallies, and even trying to do voter fraud, bringing in busing people from one state to another, or even having the dead vote. It's been estimated by experts, which I have right here on my list, that up to 4 million votes are voter fraud already. This is a rigged election, as Donald Trump says. It is also not just the end of America. The danger of a very vast and powerful nation like America going down the toilet to the dark powers of evil, with the whore of Babylon literally running for office, who should be in prison, not running for presidency, is a very dire situation for not only America, but the world, isn't it?
Absolutely, yes. And Bible prophecy predicted that America would get into this situation. It would rise with two principles of power, religious and civil, which would be lamb-like, in other words, like the lamb, Jesus Christ. But then it would turn around and it would speak like the dragon. And this would then support the papal power, which is in engineering the whole thing to come out on top. That's the prophecy.
Tell us some more about this, because I posted up last Friday the Bible Code's analysis of Hillary Clinton as a whore of Babylon. I talked with my son Matthew, who went through some of the symbology, numerology of it on Friday. You're a biblical expert. What I see happening here is, unless a miracle happens tonight in the next few days, all the powers that be, Silicon Valley, I would call the fourth estate media, averting 95%. It turns out 90% of all journalists are actually making contributions to the Democratic Party and Hillary. She's getting a pass by the corrupt now State Department, FBI, and Obama, all showing levels of corruption that should be far worse than Watergate, that actually should get them all in prison. Yet nothing's happening. And the thing that's most bizarre about this is we have offended women about trumped up charges and unsubstantiated claims against Donald Trump, on the one hand, against Bill and Hillary Clinton, who have not only physically assaulted women and raped them, but actually harassed some of them to the point where they're frightened that if they get in the presidency, these four women that showed up in the second debate, they're fear for their lives. I'm just amazed that women can get shrill and start crying on air about Donald Trump when they have no problem at all for the surrogate Bill Clinton literally campaigning for her because she's so sick she can't even show up for rallies. It's just amazing to me that people tolerate this. And you know, a lot of the blame we can put on the evil leaders, but I put more blame on the voters. I think that the Christian church, which is supposedly 78% of the population, were awake and were doing their job, this would never happen. We wouldn't have corruption inside the government. We wouldn't have this run by this witch to destroy America, because her public and private statements on the FOIA documents and these speeches that have come out and the WikiLeaks releases, there's no way she'd be running for office, destroying people like Bernie Sanders, literally just saying, hey, I'm not Donald Trump, vote for me. She has no substantive claims to do anything positive but to step-by-step destroy America. It's just disgusting. And with a 17-point lead with women, to me, unfortunately, a lot of women are going to have an awful lot of explain to do in front of the White Throne Judgment if they vote for Donald Trump and see the destruction of America, because their future is hanging in the balance, isn't it?
Oh, yes. This is the most critical and dangerous election in history.
Right. And I don't think people grasp that. They really don't. They think we're going to get a second chance. No, this is the last chance, isn't it?
The people will get what they ask for.
Right. And these women will get what they ask for. And I laid it all out with a video I did on the weekend with Jim Fetzer. And I made this statement, which I don't think he is a philosopher at university for 36 years. He never heard anything like this. I said, look, it's the goal of people like the United Nations that has 34 designations for sexual orientation, and the goal of people that are sexual perverts and whores like Hillary, to get rid of the idea of male and female sex and eventually to outlaw wild reproduction, and to have, literally, you have to submit your gametes or even just have a punch biopsy of your forearm, because they can now make male and female sperm and ova from a punch biopsy of your arm, and they can recombine whether you're of the same sex or different sex, or even make transhumans into part animal. And the connectedness of the human race, because in a sense our ancestors, in a sense, own us, and we own the posterity of the future. And if you destroy the connectedness of the human family, which is the basis of a constitutional republic, you don't have liberty anymore. You don't have autonomy anymore. The state is your mother, father, your creator, and destroyer. And that is completely satanic. And people don't understand this. These women don't realize that a generation from now, the state, where they've turned the lower class, if you want to call it, into drone classes, neither male nor female, doesn't need them. There won't be females in the future except in the higher castes. That's it. They don't understand this, do they?
No. And actually, Dr. Bill, it's historically proven now, and it's hinted at in the book of Genesis, that the one of the triggering reasons for the great flood of Noah was the fact of genetic engineering and corruption of the species, animals with men.
Right. And that is what we'll call the book of Jasher. Now, I'm going to shock people who haven't heard this before, but I have mentioned it on the show. Dr. Ormel Hain, who's the head of hematology at the Victoria General Hospital of Dalhousie University, which is a sister university in Canada to Harvard, and it's one of the top medical schools in the world, okay? And I was tapped up under a Phi Rho Sigma by the Dean of Medicine, and so the head of hematology knew I was one of the better medical students and asked me to stand aside after one of our meetings at Phi Rho Sigma, and he gave me private information about the nature of hybridization that occurred in the ancient world. And the fact is that pigs, this is why it was proscribed against by both Judaism and even Islam, because they had this ancient knowledge which they lost, the foundation of it. But the ancient empires of Atlantis and Mu, they had genetically engineered pigs as to be a hybrid between wild boars and humans. And I said, well, you've got to be kidding. He said, no. He said, we're not talking about primates. He said, because the major and minor blood group antigens are not present in any other primates, so we're not related to apes and chimpanzees and orangutans. But pigs have the identical major and minor blood group antigens. And the reason is because pigs, even their pig embryos, are hybrids between humans and pigs with more advanced technology than we have right now, except maybe the new CRISPR protocol, which was announced in Britain last year. People need to grasp this. Even spelt, which is one of the ancient grains, they started playing around seeing if they could genetically engineer it to upgrade it. They found out that spelt itself is a genetically engineered grain that was stable genetics, that's not like unstable plasmids like we do with GMO now. It is a stable genetic hybrid, just like the stable hybrid of pigs. They're actually completely hybridized to be not unstable, like where we just shoot genes in with a gene gun. They're actually stable genetic chromatids. And people don't grasp this, that the ancient world did these things which are recorded in the Bible and the book of Jasher, which the brother of Jesus, James, referred to. And the book of Jasher very clearly talks about the fact that they genetically engineered. It also says in the book of Daniel, which, by the way, a lot of the Sabbatean Jewish sages don't want to refer to in the rabbis, it says they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men. And, of course, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be at the time of the Son of Man coming, in the second coming, that genetic engineering and hybridization are occurring. Now, when I was recruited in 1977 to work on the World MS Tissue Brain Repository with Dr. Wallace Tortelot, the other four projects I was to work on were all super soldier projects where they were not only taking prisoners from West Orange and Irvine State Penitentiaries to use magnetronic helmets or wet wire parts of their brain cortex to convert thought directly to onboard commands for ordinances and so on, literally a battlefield matrix, but they were planning on doing hybridization to create transhuman cyborgs to be warrior robots covered with nanotech body armor and directly controlled to a battlefield matrix. People say, well, that's not happened. I can give them the exquisite details of exactly what these maniacs tried to do. And in the late 90s, General Poindexter reported one of their vast experiments went bad and they had to kill all of their so-called hybridized embryos that had been converted to full-fledged cyber soldiers. So people don't understand this is not theoretical anymore. We're literally right back to the times of the ancient empires that violated one of God's major laws is thou shalt not recombine the species that God's created on earth. Thou shalt not become the God of this earth by creating superhumans or transhumans, and we are doing it.
Well, it was this very thing that brought the judgments of God upon the earth, that they corrupted what he had created and defaced the image of mankind who was supposed to be in the image of God.
Right.
And this was an insult to the Creator. And judgment came to destroy this whole civilization that was doing it.
Right. And by the way, when I talked to top experts like Dr. Ron Klatz, when he spoke 3 years ago to the World Economic Forum, they were trying to push transhumanism and genetic engineering. They were very much against life extension and just simply technologies to extend healthy human life. Their whole idea was, we want to get rid of most of the population of Earth and create transhuman cyborg robots and an underclass that is neither male nor female, so that we can create an underclass that will not reproduce except through submitting their gametes to a laboratory and a birthing ceremony 9 months later, whether they're male or female or whatever they are. And people don't understand that this is where the future is going with people like Hillary Clinton. They want to destroy human genetic connectedness with the human race. They want the state to be mother, father, birthing agent, and executioner. They want total tyranny of a global elite that's cybernetically and genetically enhanced. And people don't grasp that this is actually not a theoretical possibility centuries away. It's happening today. Last year in Britain, they announced the CRISPR protocol. They can make an individual with as many as 34 different potential parents. And they're already birthing babies with three parents, where the mitochondrial DNA comes from one parent, and the eukaryotic DNA comes from the other two parents. So people need to start grasping. This is in the open media. What's going on in classified circles is many decades ahead of that.
It's a very serious matter. And as you said, Dr. Bill, this election is nothing like it in history. It's the most serious event that has ever taken place. And you're only 3 weeks away from the result of it.
Yeah, 20 days now, less than 3 weeks now.
Yeah.
Tonight, what I expect to happen are basically three things. Number one, the Dragon Slayer, Donald Trump, is going to stick to topics that are important for Americans and people worldwide. He's going to deal with issues of trade, destroying these idea of the so-called Hillary Gold Standard of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, Transatlantic Partnership, etc., which will completely get rid of the national sovereignty of nations, including, by the way, nations like Australia. The policies of Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, step by step, are moving us quickly toward World War III. When Joe Biden sits there in the news media and says he's smirking like a Cheshire cat, that we have the capability at a time that's convenient, we'll do a cyber attack against Russia, that's called an act of war. If you shut down their power grid, if you do damage to their missile defense systems, if you affect their financial transactions electronically, that's called an act of war. And you can't predict that Russia and Mr. Putin can restrain his generals from not firing a cyber attack against us that'll kill our power grid, destroy our financial transactions, or trigger off a nuclear war. It's just mind-boggling that we allow this to happen. But when you hear stories that, and if it's true that a majority of women are supporting Hillary Clinton despite all of her corruption, all the FOIA documents and everything, woe to you, O women, that you support this witch, because you're going to pay with the future that there will be no women in the lower castes of society, that you will, 93% of the abortions now worldwide are female, you will cease to exist. And that people need to grasp this. They think, oh, well, that won't happen. It's going to happen quicker than you can imagine, won't it?
Well, the ability to make this happen is now with us. It's right. It's not an imagination anymore.
Well, we're in 2016 now. 9 years from now, 2025, you will see, if Hillary gets in, cyborg drones flying around all the buildings and scanning through with terahertz waves to actually look at us inside buildings. You'll see freeways be able to scan your bones and your biometrics at 70 miles an hour. They'll have, every public building will have biometric scanners. The financial system will be the mark of the beast, which means physical money won't exist anymore. It'll be cybernetic divots in their supercomputers. You'll see that you can't go into a federal building or even shopping center without ID, because they've allowed enough harage of foreign Muslims. The terrorism is so great that the only way is total tyranny and martial law. And Hillary Clinton will be cackling away in the White House, or her descendant controllers from the Democratic Party and the globalists, cackling away and laughing at us because we're stupid enough to elect her, especially all these women who will destroy the fabric of America and make themselves irrelevant. I mean, do they think in the future, as I said already, women have the right to remain sterile, but they don't have a right to abort. And now that 93% of abortions are female and Obama's pushed it, the first thing he did was to take off the Montreal Protocol, making sure that his home nation of Kenya, because that's where he was born, the money to make certain that abortions were occurring in his own home country, which, by the way, is one of the more Christian nations in Africa. But he wanted to push. So even his brother, his half-brother, actually is supporting Trump, and is going to be here today at the third debate. Did you know that? That Obama's half-brother will be at the debate supporting Donald.
Very interesting.
Yeah. So now let's go get into your book. You explain this in your four DVDs and in the additional DVD and this, I think, six e-books. A lot of end-times things. We are thick into the area of what I call the birth pangs. I think formally, this is, thus saith the Lord, they started formally at the start of the last Shemitah year, which is last September. We're now only a matter of days away. We're actually in the midst right now of the week of Sukkot, which I think ends on the 23rd. So we're now into the Sukkot week, which is the Feast of Tabernacles. Now, this is very timely because I think Tabernacles started on the 16th, which is Sunday, and it goes to the 23rd, right, which is next Sunday.
Yes, we're in it right now.
Right. Now, people should understand Tabernacles has a dual meaning. Tabernacle means, firstly, it was the birth date of not only Adam, but the birth date of Yeshua Jesus. So we tabernacled with Adam to start the human race and the sons of God on earth, and we tabernacled with Jesus, who's going to bring the gospel to the world to bring salvation and to bring the two houses of Israel back under God's command. What we're doing right now with this election cycle and this week, in the midst of this tabernacle period, is for Hillary to steal the election through vote rigging and what I call the fourth estate coup d'etat against the people of America, a tabernacle now with Satan and Lucifer. And her mentor, of course, was Saul Alinsky, who literally dedicated his book to Lucifer, the first rebel he talked about, this Saul Alinsky, who died, born in 1909 and died in 1972. And both the mentor of Barack Obama, but also the mentor of Hillary Rodham Clinton. And he apparently, before he died, prophesied that Hillary would be the one to bring in the demonic state of control of the American government. Saul Alinsky actually said this to her. So she fits perfectly the model of the Whore of Babylon. Can you expand on that? Because this whoredom is now going to pervert not only the spiritual side, but she'll stack the Supreme Court. The idea of public Christian or Judeo-Christian religion will cease to exist in this country. The idea of a constitutional republic that's based on a non-changing document, it's not a living document, they can modify and manipulate and change so they'll be able to legislate from the bench, is going to change dramatically and permanently if Hillary gets in. People need to realize, do they want to wake up in the morning to a monster in the White House that'll change the fabric of America and turn into a state of tyranny rather than a state of liberty? Can you analyze and tell us what about the Whore of Babylon and what the prophecies are?
Yes. Actually, we go back to Babylon, and we see that the mark of the Babylonian system was do-it-yourself religion. The emperor of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar, looked out over his vast domain. He said, "Is not this great Babylon I have built?"
Right.
Now, it was man's way versus God's way. Man controlled by Lucifer, by Satan, versus God's way. Giving glory to God, giving glory to man. And the Lord took that out of his hands for 7 years until he learned his lesson. But when Babylon was destroyed, the soldiers of Babylon fled to Tibet, where the system is still carried on very, very much the same as it was in Babylon.
Right.
The priests of Babylon fled to westward to Pergamos in Asia Minor, which is now Turkey. And the book of Revelation calls Pergamos where Satan's seat is. Satan transferred his seat from Babylon into Pergamos. The Roman Empire then came and brought the priests from Pergamos, the Babylonian priests, into Rome, and then adopted the 80s.
We're on break now. I want you to repeat.
And has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009, but now OneCoin is the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know
in Idaho. You have a couple of questions. It looks like they're pretty good ones. Go ahead, Wes, and say them slowly enough and clearly enough that everybody can grasp, because you're very intelligent, but your questions are often very poignant. Go ahead.
Okay. I wanted your comment on George Washington's vision at Valley Forge that the world would come to attack USA and USA would be victorious. Also, Cornwallis, that's a British general, when he surrendered to George Washington, he had a prediction or something to say about your churches will be used to teach a new world Jewish Jew religion. I wanted your comment on those two, if you know about them. I would expect you did.
Yeah, go ahead, Jonathan, and you make your comments first.
Well, Dr. Bill, I have to be honest, I haven't studied those, so I'd rather keep out of the picture. I wouldn't want to confuse it.
Right. Now, George Washington did have a vision. It was prophetic. He talked about great danger coming to America at the time of the end. Cornwallis' thoughts. Can you summarize, Wes, what your view is on what George Washington's vision was? Without getting too extended, try to crystallize it. What do you see George Washington, and then, of course, the comments that Cornwallis talked about in terms of the future of America and religion?
Yeah, George Washington was praying at Valley Forge, and he said an angel came to him and said that that there was going to be a big world. The whole world was going to be against USA, but God would help USA prevail in that battle.
This was the end time battle he talked about. But because you got to remember, and I've said this before on the show, that this is not my opinion. So thus saith the Lord. That if America deteriorates with, say, someone like Hillary, who's the Whore of Babylon, her mentor actually prophesied, who dedicated his book, Rules for Radicals, that she would become literally the Whore of Babylon and introduce us to the Antichrist. The alternative is Donald Trump, who will give a period of grace like the repenting king of Nineveh, who will repent on sackcloth and ashes, and the church will wake up and start to do it, take its place. Because if 78% of the population are Christians, we're not acting as Christians. Hillary would never have any support if Christians stood up and did the right thing. If 76% of the population wants change, 78% are Christian, why does Hillary have any votes? Linda talked about Cornwallis' comments. Tell us what you think. Do you think he's saying that America will eventually be led by perverted religion? Because much of the church, as far as my opinion here in America, is dead. They don't get politically active in terms of importance against abortion, against the evils of Obamacare's death panels, against America's foreign policy, against America's acceptance of Hijab by Muslims, which should not be accepted in America at all. We're not talking about filtering out some Muslims. It's my feeling Islam and America do not mix. Your comments?
Yeah, I believe Cornwallis was prophetic. Here, I have it right here on the internet. Your churches will be used to teach the Jews religion, and in less than 200 years, the whole nation will be working for divine world government. That government that they believe to be divine will be the British Empire. All religions will be permeated with Judaism without even notice by the masses, and they will be under the invisible, all-seeing eye of the grand architect of Freemasonry. Yeah, right. I'd say that's pretty right on, Mr. Cornwallis, 200 years ago.
Isn't that interesting? In other words, they defeated the British army there, but they didn't defeat Satanism and Khazarian pseudo-Judaism, which is the followers of Balaam and paganism that amalgamated with Babylonian Judaism to create a new world order, which they're trying to force on America.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. prepare, don't despair at www.bugoutpanama.net.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
Yeah, this is interesting. I'm actually going to print up and transfer the so-called vision. It's quite extensive here, the vision of George Washington. A lot of people don't realize that George Washington was not only a Christian, but he actually had prophetic warning to America at the end of several centuries of a third woe or third danger coming to America. And I want this is where it goes back to your book, books and videos, Jonathan. It says that, you know, in one of the parts here, I'm just going to read it for a second. It says in quotes, "And again I heard a mysterious voice saying, Son of the Republic, look and learn. At this dark, shadowy, and angel placed a trumpet to his mouth and blew three distinct blasts, and taking water from the ocean, he sprinkled it upon Europe, Asia, and Africa. Then my eyes beheld a fearful scene. From each of these countries arose thick, black clouds that were soon joined into one. Throughout this mass there gleamed a dark red light by which I saw hordes of armed men who, moving with the cloud, marched by land and sailed by sea to America." Now, that doesn't that fit exactly the Hirage you're talking about, the invasion that Hillary Clinton wants a 550% increase in unvetted Muslims coming to America? Doesn't it fit?
Yes, it does, Dr. Bill, but it fits something else that I wasn't aware of, but is in the DVDs and the book. Right. And maybe I need a little time to elaborate on this, but it's startling.
Right, and our country was enveloped in this volume of cloud, and I saw these vast armies devastate the whole country and burn the villages, towns, and cities that I beheld springing up. As my ears listened to the thundering of the cannon, clashing of sword, and the sounds of cries of millions in mortal combat, I heard again the mysterious voice saying, "Son of the Republic, look and learn." When the voice had ceased, the shadowy angel placed his trumpet once more to his mouth and blew a long and fearful blast. Instantly a light of a thousand suns shone down from above me, and pierced and broke into fragments of dark cloud which enveloped America. At the same moment, the angel upon whose head still shone the word Union, and who bore the national flag in one hand and a sword in the other, descended from heaven, attended by the legions of white spirits. These immediately joined the inhabitants of America, who I perceived were nigh overcome, but who immediately, taking courage again, closed up their broken ranks and renewed the battle. And again, amid the fear of the conflict, I heard the mysterious voice saying, "Son of the Republic, look and learn." As the voice ceased, the shadowy angel at the last time dipped water from the ocean and sprinkled it upon America. Instantly, the dark clouds rolled back, together with the armies that he had brought, leaving the inhabitants of the land victorious. Then once again, I beheld the villages, towns, and cities springing up where I had seen them before, with a bright angel planting the azure standard had brought it in the midst of them, crying with a loud voice, "While the stars remain and the heavens send down dew upon the earth, so long shall the Union last." And taking from his bow the crown on which blazoned the word Union, he placed it upon the standard, while the people, kneeling down, said, "Amen." Scene instantly began to fade and dissolve, and at last I saw nothing but the rising, curling vapor I had held. This also disappearing, I found myself once more gazing into the mysterious visitor, when the same voice I had heard before said, "Son of the Republic, what you have seen is thus interpreted. These great perils will come upon the Republic. The most fearful is the third, but it is the greatest conflict the whole world united shall not prevail against her. Let every child of the Republic learn to live for his God, his land, and the Union." With these words, the visitor vanished, and I started from my seat and felt that I had seen a vision wherein had been shown to me the birth, progress, and destiny of the United States. Wow. As America see is modern Ephraim. And as I read yesterday, the prayer of the 12 stones, each stone stands for a spiritual gift to protect the high priest to go in the Holy of Holies from the piercing arrows of Satan. And at the end of that word, which I received in literally roughly 20 minutes from the Most High God years ago, Michelle, my wife, asked me, she said, "You know, you haven't talked about these things for a long time," and she felt really that it was essential to do so now because we're approaching very rapidly the tribulation. And I said at the bottom, witness of Ephraim, and I'm Ephraimerica, because we are the Ephraimic nations. We are the destiny and the, if you want to call it, the spirit of promise of the sons of Joseph and the two houses of Israel, which is Judah, which is currently calling itself Israel, which returned to the land in unbelief as a fig tree without fruit, and America, who is now apostate, about to be captured by the whore of Babylon. It's time for America to repent and for this shaft of light to come to America and for to raise up the standard of the dragon slayer, Donald Trump, and for Americans and Christians to unite and bring America back to its constitutional Christian and Judeo roots. We're at that end. This battle is going to be the most vicious because it's a battle of globalism under Hillary Clinton versus nationalism and God ruling over this nation with Donald Trump. That's what we have are facing right now, isn't it? Jonathan? What do you think? So let's reconnect with...
No one's talking about.
Ah, there he is. He's back. So, yeah. So I read off just the last part of that vision, and I'll have it all posted. When I read the Prayer of the 12 Stones, people need to realize that we're at that point now where this is this last battle that George Washington saw. There will not be another chance. We will have immediate judgment and destruction of America if we fall to the whore of Babylon, Hillary Clinton, and her serial rapist husband. And the Democratic National Committee and globalists and George Soros and all the global billionaires who plan to come against America with every power, the force of state, the media, corporations in Silicon Valley, and even the internet now passed over by the monster Obama October 1st to a company in Los Angeles to give it over to the United Nations that will try to do everything they can to destroy America. This hirage that Hillary wants to bring about will bring about martial law. It'll cause enough death and destruction, you can guarantee that no one will be safe in America. It'll be a hell of a place to live. I mean, Americans are going to suffer greatly if they allow this whore to get into the White House. What do you think, Jonathan?
Well, Bill, I won't add to those comments, but I would like to approach it from a different direction, if that we may do that.
That's most important, because when you add biblical and scholarly analysis, which is in your videos, which you can get at beforeus.com, it's very important for people to realize this is not just conjecture, it's not just an opinion. It's based on biblical fact, historical fact, and please do so.
And this is going to take me a little time to develop. But before the last, the two breaks ago, I was in the middle of talking about the priests of Babylon were brought from Pergamos to Rome.
Right.
And there they actually set up what became known as the religion, the basic religion of the Roman Empire. And when the Roman Empire when the Roman Empire collapsed, it handed over its seat, its authority, its titles, its power, and its religion to the Bishop of Rome. And the Roman Catholic Vatican is the continuation of the religion of Babylon. And in fact, I can point to 83 details in which it is identical to the religion of Babylon, almost every detail. No matter what you point to, it comes from Babylon.
Well, that's so why Babylon, it says in Revelation that, that's why it says, behold Babylon, the great mother of harlots and of abomination on the earth. That's the Catholic Church and all the descendant Protestant churches that have not fully repented of the lies and the deceit and the perversion of Babylon.
And they have become the daughters that are still going back to mother now, because they say, we are sorry, we apologize for the Reformation, let's go back home.
Wow.
Now, as we look at events that vision that you were talking about, George Washington mentioned Europe, Asia, and America in
right.
that order. Now, there has now begun, and it began about 12 months ago, something very strange happened, something that hasn't happened since 1929, just before the stock market crash and the Great Depression. All the major economic waves started converging. But this time, the crisis is likely to be far worse. And you, as you mentioned, we're in for a roller coaster ride through hell coming
very
soon.
The collapse of the Deutsche Bank, the plan to collapse the derivatives market, the push for a war footing with Russia in Aleppo, all of these are converging that in the very near future, within days, weeks, and months, not years, we're going
that is
to face
right.
economic Armageddon, financial Armageddon, and warfare in the Middle East. It's going to blow up. And by the way, they'll step back from it and take a deep breath, and the peace treaty, which is a false peace treaty, pushed forward by the global satanic wizards and warlocks, can only be sanctified on Sukkot, which means the first day of the treaty and the sanctification thereof occurs on Sukkot. And it's interesting, this week is the week of Sukkot, where they're trying to ensconce with the final debate the Whore of Babylon in Washington, D.C.
Now, in the next 12 months, Europe is going down, period.
Right.
We're seeing millions of Muslims flowing into Europe, each one demanding free food, free housing, free health insurance. They're demanding it from governments that are so deeply in debt they can barely deliver on the promises they've made to their own citizens.
Right.
And I got a report from a person who is trying to remain anonymous right inside Germany, who is terrified of what's about to happen to Germany.
Right.
The German members of the police and other institutions are secretly whistleblowing that the law and order in Germany is already out of control. And the planned result is the destabilization of the whole of Europe, and this is coming from the Vatican, who is in charge of the Muslim invasion. Now, let me say this. That may seem like an outlandish statement, but the fact is I've got evidence for this, and this evidence is available in my book and in the DVDs.
Yeah, exactly.
And what they're looking for is the destabilization of the whole of Europe, followed by a cry for help, countered by offering the big solution for the planet, the New World Order.
Right.
Now, we're looking here at a Trojan horse that is coming in, and the Chancellor of Germany, she is saying that we must let them in. This is enriching our culture. Now, they're bringing in aid for refugees in strange containers. When they're opened, they contain full loads of weapons, guns and ammunition. The police cannot handle the situation anymore. And it's interesting that this German, without knowing the Bible prophecy, says that these people, the refugees, are only 2%. The other 98% are young men of fighting age.
Right.
And she's calling them parasites, locusts, and army ants. Exactly the description given in Bible prophecy.
Right.
And Germans are being abandoned in their own country. In one city, a German family of 8 persons had to leave the house that they were living in, which they were renting, so that 25 Muslims could come in their place.
Yeah, and they're actually taking people's homes over and handing them over to these illegal, vile, and disgusting Muslims.
Oh, yes. And in the town of Lübeck, a secondary school, the teachers were teaching their children, as usual, in their school. They received a sudden command from the German government, and when they were halfway through the school day, vacate this complete building now in just 15 minutes because we're bringing in the refugees and you have to go somewhere else. Now, that's the kind of thing that's happening to the German people. Now, Germany is about to collapse. And the same is happening in Italy, France, everywhere. Now, that's Europe. After the financial catastrophe in Europe, it's going to move to Japan during next year.
Right.
That's the forecast. Japan's crisis will be triggered by the collapse of Europe. It's Japan's number 3 trading partner. But this coming year, 2017, Europe's demise will light the fuse on a massive collapse in Japan, and they'll go down like dominoes. First Europe, then Japan.
What about China? Because China is teetering as well.
China's coming down too, but Japan's going to be worse.
Right.
Now, the United States is going to follow. European and Japanese investors are very savvy. And what are they going to do with all their money? They're sending it to the one place they see as a safe haven in today's uncertain world, the USA. Now, over the next, perhaps up to 5 years, they're going to throw billions of euros and yen at Wall Street and into US real estate.
Right.
The biggest part of this tidal wave of money will hit the US markets next year and the year after.
Right.
And what happens when all this foreign money runs out? The whole thing in USA collapses. So actually Europe is about to collapse. Japan is going to follow. America has a little time of reprieve. Now, this is the time that remains for something to happen where people can get back to God and start doing things right
comes. I'm going to insert something. They're going to be deceived. There'll be short-term pain, almost like the anesthetic needle going in to pull out a bad tooth. But they're going to be delighted that, in fact, America, when it inserts the mark of the beast, America will become far more powerful, far more prescient on the whole world stage, and everybody will be obedient to America, the originator and the enforcer of the mark.
That is right. And Bible prophecy, Dr. Bill, says America is going to enforce the mark, and the mark actually comes from the papacy. Now, people don't know much about this mark, but Bible prophecy is very clear and spells it out, and in the Bible there is not given any warning against anything as great as against that mark. So that mark has some great spiritual significance which is beyond what people are talking about.
Right. I'm actually going to write a book that I'm going to release probably by January of this year. There's not an individual that's ever had a pulse, and I challenged just last week when I had him on the show, one of my regular Dr. Bob Teal, and he said, well, I'm skeptical about that. I can prove that I'm telling you correctly there's not an individual who's ever drawn breath or had a pulse that knows more about the technical and the spiritual aspects of the mark than I do. And that's not a boast. It's because God had my day timer and placed me in the position to see these Tier 1 classified information, to show me everything, including the manufacturing facilities and satellite systems, everything from the software. I took care of some employees up to 6 years. I know everything about it. And its mark is not coming from Brussels. It's not going to come from Moscow or Beijing. It's going to come from America. And if we
have and that's in Bible prophecy. Revelation 13 says it's coming from America.
Right.
That's biblical.
Right. They need to know that. And people say, well, who are you, Dr. Deagle? Well, my ministry doesn't start to the first day of Sukkot, when the tribulation is sanctified by these demonic hordes to start on their demonic tabernacle with Lucifer as the god of this earth. Because that's going to happen shortly. I don't know what year it is, but I know it's very close. Because when war looks very absolute, like our war with Russia, economic chaos looks absolute, like it does now in Europe, then a peace treaty and a false new financial system enforced by America and the global bankers is around the corner. We're very close to this evil, and people need to know it's coming quickly.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Thank you.
this is the end. Hold your breath and count to ten. Feel the earth move and then hear my heart burst again. For this is the end.
It is the end, and I'm going to say right now, I'm literally moved by the Spirit of the Most High to say this short prayer to you out there, listeners, and to you, America. Cut and paste this clip and send it wherever you may. I prophesy to you, O America, Ephraim, America, the hosts of Israel in modern times. I prophesy to you, your leaders, both good and bad, that judgment is on your doorstep. I prophesy against you, church, that is dead and is moribund and has now got spiritual rigor mortis. I prophesy against you, or leaders that allow a whore of Babylon to run for president. I prophesy those who bring false accusations against your brother Donald Trump, who is a evolving and advancing and becoming a great leader, literally a dragon slayer to your nation against vast and great evil, literally brought on the world stage against Donald and against the American people. And I prophesy that you, O people who do not repent, will face a double jeopardy of not only the death of the flesh, but of your soul. You'll see the destruction of your nation if you vote for Hillary Clinton and the globalism which she responds to. And, of course, her cohort, Saul Alinsky, who's dedicated his book, Rule for Radicals, to the first rebel, Lucifer. I prophesy against you, America, that you shall receive the death stripe if you do evil. And those who vote for evil shall receive a double recompense because you know good already and know that this is not right. I prophesy that you must become informed of the truth by not only reading your Bible daily, but getting these materials like from Jonathan Gray and our other great authors, and read the Prayer of the 12 Stones, and may your heart be protected from the stinging arrows of Lucifer to believe the lies and the deceit of these liars in chief, the liocracy of the lying king and now the lying queen, the whore of Babylon, wants to seize your nation and plunge it into a pay-per-play store to open to Islam and any globalist schemes to destroy this nation. You shall see the streets run with blood. You shall see a form of violence you've never seen before. You shall see George Washington's vision come true, because you are going to receive the full recompense of his judgment, which could be avoided if you'd simply repent now, and rather than having great judgment come on America. I pray that we have a period of grace like the king of Nineveh. I pray that we have a time, even if it's a generation, 8, 10, 20, 40 years, like the king of Nineveh, who was a period of, I think it was 40 years before they finally stopped repenting, and God brought judgment and destroyed this vast city. America, you hang in the balance today. Pray for repentance in America and for the church to stand up and be a church of Philadelphia, not a Laodicean church, ready to be spewed from your mouth. I pray that people heed the warnings that we've given on this show and that Jonathan does in his books and videos. Go to beforeus.com and get them. Cry face down in sackcloth and ashes before the judgment comes, because it's at the doors. We are seconds and minutes away from midnight. This is no longer a time to think that we have a second chance. Our last chance is before us today, the third debate. God help us. Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you, Bill. God bless you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.